This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com, where you can get access to our all-new exclusive bonus content, like videos with Mauro Gatti, founder of The Happy Broadcast, and a brand new segment we like to call Awesome Animal of the Week. Honda develops shoes with navigation system for the visually impaired. The car developer Honda has created a navigation device for visually impaired people called the In-Shoe Navigation System. As the name suggests, this device connects to a person's shoe and helps to guide people towards their location with the help of an app. The user can enter the address of where they want to go into the app, and that information is then shared with the device on the person's shoe. The device works through multiple vibration locations on the device that indicate where the wearer should be heading. For example, if they're to go straight on, the front vibrator will ignite, and the same goes when you need to go left or right. The wearable device can be added to any type of shoe, and Honda have stated that it does not get in the way of using a cane or being able to listen out for important noises such as traffic or road crossing signals. Honda have said that their intention with this device is to include visually impaired people in the ever-progressing world of GPS technology, while also making sure that they walk more safely with a more relaxed state of mind. The device is expected to be widely released to the public by 2023, and it is an incredible step forward for both technology and inclusivity. Urban wildflower meadows encourage bee population growth. Bees are incredibly important, and the rapid decrease in their population has been a major world concern. Germany has come up with a solution that both adds much-needed greenery to its urban areas while also creating new habitats to help nurture their native bee population. Germany has created designated wildflower meadows across all its major cities. The scheme that started in 2015 in Hamburg has finally come into full bloom with over 100 meadows planted over the past 3 years. These meadows are small patches of land filled with an assortment of wildflowers and can fit anywhere from small patches of existing grass to new landscapes created on top of pre-existing urban structures like bus shelters. The planters deliberately mixed common quick-to-grow flowers with more endangered flowers like poppies and cornflowers to create beautiful and colourful patches that are constantly growing, changing and reaching new levels of beauty. These meadows serve more than just a decorative purpose though. Germany is home to around 580 native species of bees, 300 of which can be found in Berlin. After a 2017 study found that there was a 75% decrease in bee population in urban areas, with many species now becoming endangered due to loss of habitat, the meadow scheme was widely adopted across German cities. The hope is that now that these patches of green have now matured and flourished, that the bees will not only return to urban areas, but also that their populations will continue to grow and thrive. Now, this is an environmental policy that deserves all the buzz it gets. Members of Team Lioness are the first women in their families to get jobs. Team Lioness, a unit within the Olugolui Community Wildlife Rangers, or OCWR, are the first women in their families to get jobs. The 8 female Maasai Rangers of Team Lioness patrol the Olugolui Olurashi group ranch, which encircles the Amboseli National Park, a safari destination 134 miles southeast of Nairobi, along with other units within the OCWR. Team Lioness was set up in 2019 by the global non-profit International Fund for Animal Welfare after Maasai community leaders Kirian Katambi challenged the organisation to employ local women as rangers. Until now, the group ranch employed men only, and the decision was met with some scepticism. Before, I was thinking like I would not make it, but after we were training, then we became very strong ladies, said Sharon Nankinyi, one of the rangers of Team Lioness. We proved to the community that what a man can do, a woman can do better. The members of Team Linus are educated to the equivalent of high school diplomas, and OCWR's Director of Operations, Patrick Papatiti, noted a change in the Mail Rangers' approach dealing with the community after the women joined the team. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Ji Xiong. Ji is a Buddhist monk who has rescued almost 8,000 dogs since 1994 when he began treating cats which had been hit by vehicles. He looks after these animals with his team of volunteers either at his Baon temple or at a shelter he runs in the Chinese city, and he tries to rehouse them where possible. State media has said that in 2019 there were 50 million stray animals in China. Ji borrowed money from his parents and uses donations to fund looking after these dogs. He estimates the annual costs to be around $2.45 million. Ji has grown attached to the dogs he rescues and dreams that he will someday visit them and take photos with all of them so that when he's old and can't walk, he'll have those photos to look at. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, have a listen to a taster of Basically with Stephanie Preisner, the show that takes news stories and makes sense of them, basically. Each week, host Stephanie Preisner is joined by experts and ordinary people to get to the bottom of interesting stories or topics we all wonder about, but don't always have the opportunity to ask about.
My name is Stephanie Preisner, and my podcast is called Basically. And basically, it makes complex things basic. Are you confused by health insurance? Are you confused by getting a mortgage? Are you confused about how to sort out your personal finances? Any of the things that confuse you, I can make basic for you. We've had guests like Luke O'Neill, Harry Barry, Mary Lou McDonald, Roz Purcell, and on Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. It's hard for me to promote the podcast because it really is what you want me to explain. So tune in and I hope you like it.
Looking for a new step to add to your daily routine to improve your overall mental health? Why not try adding mood tracking? Understanding your moods help you manage them and feel better faster. If you're more aware of your moods, you may be able to better manage your lifestyle choices, make better informed health decisions, prevent or avoid triggers of negative moods, and work towards a better quality of life. The trick is to watch for changes in your mood, particularly any very high swings or very low dips, which may mean you need to help to even out your emotional state. Self-monitoring is free and takes hardly any time, and it becomes easier as you make it part of your daily routine. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, and if you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in for 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, 3, 4. And release 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.